the shepherds. As a farm girl myself, I realize that farmers aren't generally given much respect. Although their work is tireless and their time is never their own, they don't receive an assured salary for their efforts. They may care for their flock diligently, but the unexpected can always happen. Unstoppable illness may spread through the flock, decimating the sheep before a remedy can be found. Predators may carry off vulnerable members like the old or the young, and thieves may break in and steal away large numbers before they're ever stopped. Nothing is more heartsore than seeing any of these things happen. To make matters worse, the role of a shepherd doesn't really come with a great deal of respect. You're unlikely the owner of the flock. You likely receive few benefits and all the blame, and there are no bragging rights to the position. If something went wrong in a village or unexpected problems result, shepherds are often blamed. Of these social outcasts, Rabbi Joseph wrote, "In the whole world, there is no more contemptible occupation than the job of a shepherd." One scribe added that shepherds were linked with the despicable tax collectors, and another warned that they were no better than thieves, so don't buy anything from them, whereas a lawyer would say that they can't bear witness because they always were liars and never told the truth. This was the attitude of people towards the shepherds we read about in Luke 2. Untrustworthy, unreliable, no better than thieves or murderers. Ezekiel complains that shepherds abuse their tender flock and neglect their needs, saying, "What sorrow awaits you shepherds who feed yourselves instead of your flocks? Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep? You drink the milk, wear the wool, butcher the best animals, but you let your flocks starve. You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. You have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with harshness and cruelty." Although the prophet was referencing the abuse of Israel's spiritual leaders, he used as an example the role of a shepherd, one which all could relate to as they easily recognized the similarity between the shepherd failing his sheep and the spiritual leader failing his people. Jesus makes the same reference in describing the hired hand who runs when he sees a wolf. Here again, the shepherd is described as negligent and selfish, as one who lets the thief and the wolf violate the flock because he's not personally invested in their well-being. Have you ever felt unfairly judged by the position that you had? Well, then how interesting that God should choose the shepherds when he could have chosen all sorts of different types of people, carpenters, potters, bricklayers, for example, that the angels could visit, but God sent his heavenly host to the hillside of the shepherds. Although their low and despicable estate warranted only dislike by the world, in the eyes of God, they were selected as messengers of his wonderful message. Well, let's read what happened. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." It seems this group of shepherds were among the faithful ones, for they were alone on a hillside, guarding their sheep. They could have been asleep, drinking, or wandering off to pursue their own pleasures, but instead, they were diligent in their duties, and under their care, the sheep were safe. It was to this group of shepherds that the angel appeared in all of his brilliant glory. It was these men who received the amazing news that the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, was born. Did you get that? This tiny babe had three titles: Savior, Messiah, Lord, all prophetic declarations of his title, his role, his position. Not only that, the shepherds were provided direction in Bethlehem, the city of David. They were given a road map, as it were, to where the child resided, close enough that they could scurry down the hillside and tumble into the nearby village to find him. And finally, they were given a sign by which to recognize him, a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Now they would know that the baby was a newborn. And not only that, they didn't need to look in a home or a hut or a tent, but the baby would be in a manger, an animal's feeding trough. You can't receive a clearer invitation than that. Although the world may reject them, the villagers may despise them, God favored them. Just as Jesus would later say of his disciples, "O Father, I thank you because you have shown to the unlearned what you have hidden from the wise." And later, Jesus would use the role of shepherd to describe himself and his mission. "I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep." In the same way that David recounted the qualities of the Lord as shepherd, provider, and protector, and gift giver, so was Jesus. And then for the shepherds, the angel was joined by an entire choir of heavenly beings who all burst into song, proclaiming glory to God, peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. They no longer needed to feel downcast by their scorned position. They could join with the angels in praising God for his promised peace. Not conflict, not terror, not shame, but peace, because he is pleased with them. What have you done when you've received the best news possible? If you were like the shepherds, you wouldn't sit still and chatter amongst yourselves. No, you take that invitation and run with it as they did. "Let's go to Bethlehem," they cried. "Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Here we see the shepherds instantly believing the word of the Lord. They didn't doubt or dither or deny the message. They received the message as from the lips of the Lord and acted upon it. And they were rewarded because they found the babe lying in a manger. They were the first to receive the news that the Christ child was born. They were the first to look upon his holy face. They were the first to see the long-awaited Messiah, the Savior of the world. And so they acted. And after seeing him, we're told the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And it goes on to say, and they told everyone what they had seen and what God had said and the Savior they'd witnessed. What has excited you about the Christmas message that you've had to tell others about? God wants us to be the same excited witnesses today. It shouldn't matter what people think of us. It shouldn't matter whether people will believe us or not. It should not matter what they think of us. It should only matter that we have the message too profound, too perfect, that we can't keep it to ourselves. Remember that the wise men had to slink away and hold the news close to their hearts in order to protect the young Jesus, although they too must have been bubbling inside with the force of their knowledge that they'd beheld the Christ child. They could only tell it outside King Herod's region. The shepherds, however, were not so constrained. They let everyone in on the miracle. In the same way that the angels had shared their message, the shepherds shared their testimony as well. This Christmas, beloved, don't contain your exuberance. Don't let the defeated feelings of others curtail your joy. Share with them how excited you are that you know the Savior, that you've personally experienced the wonder of his birth, the power of his message, and that you rejoice that he's selected you to be in his sheepfold forever. Be like these shepherds and share the news. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. God bless you always. God bless you.